I'm Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. All children grow and develop at different rates, but most reach several key milestones between the ages of 3 and 5. Preschoolers not meeting those milestones, or if they're struggling to learn, may need additional help to prepare for kindergarten. That's where Build Up Michigan can help. And today we welcome Mary Beth Coyne, an occupational therapist for the Marquette Alger RESA. She's with us today to tell us more about the importance of developmental milestones and special education supports available to preschoolers in our region. So welcome to Mary Beth.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, good to have you today. So talking about the ages between 3 and 5, why are those so important for these milestones?
Well, you think about a child's early experiences, they directly impact the brain development. So if you think about the foundation for like language skills or social skills or problem-solving skills, like their emotional health, foundations for like their physical health, such as their fine and gross motor, body awareness, these all are mostly created by the age of kindergarten. 3 and 5-year-olds, they take so much in, and that's why it's so important that these preschool skills are developing. And they're setting the foundation for educational years in the future. Build Up Michigan can help children of all of these ages who may need a little additional support to help prepare them for school. Some of the, you know, the things that the kindergarten teachers are looking for, the readiness skills are, you know, just reading to your child, play skills. Can they share? Can they interact, you know, with other children? Just some of their motor skills, their letter recognition. You know, some of their life skills, like do they try to dress themselves? All those kinds of things are great skills to be working on for kindergarten readiness.
Sure. Now, I'm a parent myself, and let's say, you know, we have a parent out there that has concerns about some of these readiness skills that kindergarten teachers do look for. What should I do, or what should a parent do if they have concerns about their child's development?
And, you know, like you said it previously, most children are on track for their readiness skills for school. You know, most kids are ready and ready to go to start their school career. But Build Up Michigan's job is to make sure that everyone is aware that special ed services are available for preschool-age children. So if parents have concerns, they can go through Build Up Michigan to contact them if they have some concerns. You know, what I have found in 33 years of being an occupational therapist is that, you know, parents really know their children best. And, you know, if you do have concerns, reach out, that there's help available. We work really closely with the local districts. So Build Up Michigan connects children to the free special ed services if they would qualify. So if, you know, if you do have concerns, call your local school districts. We work closely with them and other agencies, and we can, you know, do an evaluation, or they can do an evaluation to see if your child would qualify for those services, or maybe just give you a peace of mind that, you know, everything looks great.
So it's always good to ask for help either way, even if those, you know, you have certain concerns. Plus, you can also visit buildupmi.org to find a child find coordinator if you need to have that evaluation. And now what can parents or caregivers do at home to help their preschoolers meet these milestones?
You know, there's so many things like I talked about earlier, is just reading with your child. That's a huge thing. And, you know, for preschoolers like that, it's just having conversations with your child. You know, it doesn't have to be any fancy toy or anything fancy, just being with your kid. So if you're at the grocery store, talking about what fruit this is or what vegetable it is, or if you're outside going for a walk, talk about the birds or the trees, just having conversations with the children. You know, another thing is, and I guess I'm coming from the perspective of a therapist, but play is so important. I think people underestimate the importance of play because that's a child's job. That's their work. So, you know, one thing, if it just like, just there, and you need your gross motor skills before you're going to develop those fine motor skills too. So just things don't cost any money. Just, you know, throwing a ball, kicking a ball, you know, going to the park and going down slides, you know, singing, dancing, those kinds of things. Like for fine motor things, all things that you have in your house, you don't have to go out and buy anything. Like playing with clothespins, pinching clothespins, you know, Play-Doh is an awesome tool of just rolling it out and having, you know, kids' scissors to cut them, you know, using, you know, just cookie cutters to roll those out. Saving your little small pieces of crayons. You know, people always want, like, the big crayons, but if you think about those little hands, they need just little things to hold on to that will help develop the proper grasp. So having them color, having them do sidewalk chalk is a great thing. You know, even, like, eyedroppers or toys that you have to squeeze because that works on hand strength. You know, stringing Fruit Loops or Cheerios, just things that you have within your house. Other things you can do would be, like, help you wash dishes or fold washcloths, or if you're making something, let them help you try to stir. Those are all great ideas. It also build up on the Build Up Michigan website. They have lots of great resources for you to do at home.
So it sounds like most of the natural things are best, and it's best to maybe keep things as simple as possible when it comes to these concerns and helping preschoolers meet their milestones. So not trying to get anything too fancy or reading any particular book or something. It's just keeping it simple. And that's, again, more information. And again, more information about that is at BuildUp's website as well. Now, on a local level, what services are available in the Marquette Algeresa for preschoolers who might need some extra help?
Well, again, like what you would do is you contact your local district, and they can help guide you for an evaluation if your child would qualify. And like we said, most kids are totally fine. There's an early childhood special ed program that your child may qualify for. There's also a program called GSRP. It's Great Start Readiness Program, and that's for four-year-olds. And again, I don't think I mentioned earlier, these are all free services to families too. Other things that we do is that we do preschool screens at least a couple times a year. Marisa does one. Many of the local school districts do them, and they partner up with other agencies. So that's another great things for parents to explore. There's other things that we used to, there's another thing that we have. It's called Great Start Parent Collaboration, and that's a free service that parents can look at just to get more information and talk with other parents about their child. There was also play groups, and these are child, you know, that not necessarily are qualified for special education, but there's many different play groups in the area that we partner up with, and now with the pandemic, you know, we haven't been able to do that, but hopefully things are going to get back rolling in that area too.
But otherwise, there's a wide range of supports that are available at a local level with the Marquette Algeresa, so that's great to hear that there is that extra help available for people who need it, and again, a lot of that is it's free support for people, so why not? And now with that, through maybe your observations in any of the services that are provided to people in the area, what are some of the biggest challenges you're seeing among preschoolers right now, and then how can caregivers and parents help with those challenges?
I think some of the things that I'm seeing the biggest challenges are some of the social skills that kids are having, just being able to play and share with others, being able to attend. Another thing that I'm really seeing, and again, I'm talking from just more of a therapist perspective, but I'm seeing a lot of challenges with motor skills, a lot of the fine motor skills and even their gross motor skills. I've got a lot of kids that I've been seeing have a hard time with just isolating their small muscles in their hands. Like, for an example, I've got little ones that are using their thumbs to point at things instead of using their index finger, which I just think is really interesting in the age of technology right now. You know, I'm seeing a lot of those.
Right.
You have to have those gross motor skills and that strength and stability in order to develop those fine motor skills. So I think that's an area another area I'm seeing too is just some life skills activities for kids. Maybe need a little bit more help with like dressing or zipping. I mean, they're not going to be able to start a zipper yet at that age maybe, but at least pulling it up. Mm-hmm. They just don't seem like they've had enough experience with that too, so that's another thing that parents could do is just, again, playing, reading, and interacting with them, just letting them practice and try some things, you know, in a positive way. And I also I know electronics are so much fun and kids love it, but I think making sure they have a lot of other experience that require those motor skills and attention skills that are not electronics are really important for preschoolers.
Yep, there's only so much experience that you can gain from a screen, you know, especially at that age when you need to have that tactile support. So it's good to hear that, you know, there's some identified challenges that people can work on right now, and especially if there's a parent or caregiver out there right now that has a young one at this age, they can look to address those challenges head on and, again, do it in a fun way and in a way that is playful and positive for everyone involved. Just a reminder, we've been speaking with Mary Beth Coyne. She's an occupational therapist for the Marquette Alger Racer and talking about Build Up Michigan. For more information about Build Up Michigan, preschooler milestones, and the Thrive from Home learning activities, you can visit buildupmi.org. Mary Beth, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. And again, more information is available at buildupmi.org.